Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Winter Sports with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. That was winter sports, by the way, not water sports. I suppose winter water sports would be kind of chilly, actually.
Walking in a winter water sports?
I don't see The title of the show is a nod to your weekend spent skiing in Pine Top. I didn't know there was a ski resort in Pine Top.
It wasn't, it's a Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't in Pine Top, I don't think. Is it in Pine Top? I don't know.
Somebody on Facebook said that. Somebody who went said on Facebook that it was in Pine Top. Isn't that the place where they have, like, a more of, like, a little hill where you grab onto a rope and it pulls you up the hill and then you let go and you ski down?
No, it's big.
Huh.
Like, it was, I had not been skiing in, like, 10 years, and I had only ever been skiing in Williams, which was it very much was there was a Poma lift.
Yeah.
And that was it. This has multiple large chair lifts.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I have not been to Snowball, so I have really no basis for comparison other than the one tiny one I had been to, but this one was pretty big. Numerous routes down the mountain.
Damn, man, I haven't been skiing in... It's like 1999, I think, or 2000. But I was skiing like it was 1999.
Yeah. It was neat. We went, the cabin was like 45 minutes away from the ski resort. So we only ended up going once. I think Amp and I would have gone back the second day, but neither of us wanted to deal with the drive. Then a terrifying drive back through mountain passes and a blowing snow.
Huh.
Yes.
That's kind of funny that you guys were enjoying all this winter weather. We hit a cold, cold snap. We had a warm snap these past couple of days and have been getting up to 40 during the day and
only
down to 30 at night. So, which just means everything's kind of a wet mess. It's like, it's the best kind of puddle. The puddle that's deep enough to soak your shoes and has ice on the bottom of it.
Yep. it was neat, though. I enjoyed myself. I wore knee braces because I'm an old man.
Hmm.
They did stop me from hurting my knees. My arms, my triceps, and my shoulders are sore as shit.
Huh.
It was from maneuvering around on the poles. But, I took a little lesson just as a refresher course, and then immediately after the lesson, Amplitude took me all the way to the top of the mountain.
Gasp.
And then instead of raping me and leaving me for dead like he usually does, we just moseyed on down the hill.
So neither of you broke your back on the mountain?
No. No, we did not.
So you know exactly how to quit him?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I recommend...
Yeah, I have no idea where Sunrise is. It's near Sholo and Springerville, I guess.
Yeah, all those towns that sound like they're on Hee Haw.
Ooh, cool. I can see the ski resort on Google Maps. Wow, that's crazy. The Google Earth's picture of the resort is cool, because it's just like a bunch of little winding trails of white on a mountain. So it's near Sholo. Okay, I guess Pine Top and Sholo are like right next to each other.
Hmm.
So it is Pine Top, yeah. But you drive so far east that you're almost in New Mexico. It is crazy, though, that, like, half an hour from my house is, like, high enough into the mountains where you can see snow.
Yeah, it is kind of wild. But then your house is almost to fucking Mexico.
Oh, come on. It's a ways east, but it's definitely in the Phoenix metro area.
Yeah, but the Phoenix metro area is a 60-mile by 60-mile grid.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Your city is inferior to my city.
We can't all live in the awesome neighborhood that you lived in when you were here.
Oh, man.
Right after college.
Oh, the dead center in Phoenix. Well, at least my address was actually Phoenix. And I could say to people, come visit me. Actually, don't come visit me or you might get shot. I cannot guarantee your safety.
How was your weekend? Your folks are in town?
Yeah, it's good. The rents are in town. I knew I was going to say that, and I tried to stop myself because I hate that. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are finally rebuilding the bathroom that downstairs that had to be pulled apart when the
you have the technology. Went.
Yeah, well, I have the technology, and my dad has all the know-how. Like, I feel pretty good about my ability to work on my house until my dad shows up, and then I just feel like a bumbling idiot because he's so much better at all this shit than I am. I'm only hoping someday, my son will want to work on stuff in his house, and I can be all, son, don't you have a metal chisel? And he'll go, no, I'm sorry, Dad, and we'll go to the hardware store and feel sheepish.
What's a metal chisel?
Actually, it turns out there's no such thing as a metal chisel. No, what I meant to say was a concrete chisel.
I see.
Which is a chisel that's made out of metal, but you use it to hit concrete.
I see. Huh. Is it different than just a chisel?
Yeah, well, there's a chisel for wood and there's one for concrete. It's got a different tip on it.
I see.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know. I only have one kind of chisel.
There you go.
Chisel.
For chisel. So we're spending like 4 hours a day working on this stupid bathroom, and I'm starting to miss my
family. While the women folk do the child rearing.
Pretty much. He wants to rear your child.
You should start charging for that.
Yeah. What do you know? What do we got? What do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We rolled out the new underwater zone on Friday, and then somehow my announcement didn't take, so everybody thought it was an accident. Also because of the awesome feature of the new accordion thief skill that worked fine, I guess, when you cast it on yourself, but when you cast it on somebody else, it gave them the drenched in filth effect.
Rather than the Don Ho would not be pleased about that.
No, he really wouldn't. Is Don Ho still alive?
No. I mean, we're safe. I'm just saying he probably
would. He finally got so stoned that it killed him.
Was he a big stoner? I thought he just drank champagne.
No. I think he drank a lot of champagne to combat the dry mouth. Everybody in Hawaii is a huge stoner.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Jamaica. No, I thought Hawaii was Jamaica because I was that stoned.
Right. You want to go to Hawaii, Mon? It doesn't say anything in his Wikipedia article about him being a huge stoner. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do a Google search. Don Ho, huge stoner.
Oh no, Don Ho. Nurse-iced by gypsies, run.
Man, Google doesn't know anything. Let's see if it knows that about Carl Sagan. I wonder if Carl Sagan and Don Ho ever smoked a lot of weed together.
Yep, just Carl Sagan, Don Ho, and Lyndon Baines Johnson used to get together and smoke dope.
Well, I guess we could read some questions.
Let's dive in. Let's dive in head.
Unless you did anything else interesting prior to the weekend.
No, I could talk about my son, but I'm still trying not to be that annoying dude. He keeps getting bigger and looking at stuff. That's the thing. Like, I find all of this fascinating. Pooping in various colors, spending hours staring at stuff and making noise. But nobody else is really going to be that into it.
Do you think that there's anything in there yet?
I do. So there is the occasional flash of someone actually being home.
You think you're just imagining it, though? I feel like that's kind of anthropomorphism.
I don't know. He will lock eyes on you when you start talking. And he won't lock eyes on a toy that makes noise.
Mm. What if it was a toy that made a noise like talking?
I haven't tried that yet. Very clever, Bond.
He's getting bigger, though. Gaining weight.
Putting on some LBs. Yep. I didn't know this. Like, apparently babies, like, they're born and then they lose weight while the first 2 days that they're alive, and it takes them 2 weeks to get back up to their birth weight. So he did that, so he's eating fine, and that means he may start sleeping through the night, which is kind of awesome.
Is that supposed to happen at this stage in life?
No, but he is a little ahead of things. He's acting like 1 month old, and he's 2 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool, because that means he gets to drive when he's eight.
Sweet. Go get me some beer.
And I'll say, driver Elk eight,
ten and a half.
Take a break.
Let's see. Bobulus says, no, I read that one already. A lot of people saying that it was the ZX81, the Sinclair ZX was the computer that I was trying to think of last time. Psychosis 730 says, screw the Miller's Tale. Did you ever read about the Wife of Bath? What did the Wife of Bath do?
Oh, I forget.
Come on, you're supposed to be a Bible scholar. Ask your dad.
That's the Wife of Bath is Canterbury Tales, man.
What?
Yeah, not from the Bible.
Who am I thinking of? Lot's wife?
Yeah.
What other wives were there in the Bible?
Oh, lots of them.
Were there ale wives? Fish wives?
So. Fishmongers?
Midwives? Metal Ganon says, why are there no pirates at the sea? They prefer the warmer eastern waters. Southeastern waters. Beyond Birthday says, how about some more video game innuendos? Tifa, Final Fantasy VII, or Advent Children?
I'm okay with the references. I don't know about innuendos.
Noah M says, what are all of the Power That Be's real names? Just first names. Well, Manny, Mo, Jack, Sleepy, Dopey, Grumpy, Happy, Bashful, Sneezy, and Doc.
And Zeppo.
Yes. Rydette 42 says, I'd like to thank Mr. Skullhead for his suggestion of reading The Sandman. That series is one of the best things since sliced bread, and sliced bread is goddamn amazing. You know, I've never been that big of a fan of sliced bread.
Really? Do you prefer to slice it yourself, or are you just not a big bread fan in general?
Not a big bread guy. I wish I could eat sandwiches with something other than bread, keeping the mustard off my fingers.
Well, you can. You just put more meat on them. Just make a bologna sandwich out of layers of bologna.
Yeah, it's not really a bologna sandwich at that point. Although, I guess, yeah, I want a sandwich that doesn't have any bread, so I want a sandwich that isn't a sandwich.
You want a
sandwich? I will frequently take a slice of cheese and put some meat on it and some mustard and then roll it up and have a little provoloverito.
Right. My Papa Don used to call those bologna bendovers. He would take
really?
A piece of bologna and bend it over a slice of cheese and eat it.
Bologna bendovers. Your what? You used to call it that?
My step grandfather on my mom's side.
I see. So his name, you called him Papa Don?
I called him Papa Don because I was three when he entered the picture.
I see.
And I called him whatever the fuck they told me to call him.
You could have called him Papa Dom and then had him with some delicious mint sauce.
I could have, yeah. My mother wants to go by Nana. It's distracting because, you know, this is your grandma. Her name is Nana. Sure.
Hey, so this is something that's kind of interesting, I guess. On the played a lot of board games on the ski trip, and one of them was. So, have you seen Pictionary Man?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting, actually. Pictionary, but it's played with a dry erase marker on a little human figure. So it was given to me. You also have a couple props that you can draw things on, a little rectangular prism and a little sort of hockey puck thing. So I was playing, and what I had to draw was Bootylicious. So what I tried to do, I drew a little like smiling mouth with a tongue on the ass of the guy. And then I drew a piece of bread with some jelly on it. And they just kept guessing peanut butter butthole.
So that they weren't ready.
Zly got it. Zly managed to score a point for the other team by knowing exactly what I was going for.
See, I thought that game looked interesting, but my mama always told me don't mess with a Pictionary Man.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, she had a mountain of money right up to her chin, so who are you to argue with her? Who are you to disagree, really?
Yeah.
To mix our metaphors. Okay, I don't know what a metaphor is, so I just use it interchangeably with Eurythmics song.
Song lyric? Sure, man.
was the Eurythmics that did Missionary Man, right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to listen to that entire Eurythmics album to see if there's anything else good on it, because Sweet Dreams is a good fucking song.
It is indeed. I've traveled the world and the seven seas, and I haven't found a song that's any better than that. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, either. Yeah. It would help if I would be more specific.
Mm-hmm. Raijin Ely says, tithe mouse and sue laughter.
That's one of those visual puns. Interesting. Not funny, per se, but interesting.
Right. Like just doesn't come across in speech at all.
Right.
Noah M says, Scully, have you heard Steve Mac Patty's Revenge?
I have not. Should I?
Yeah. Well, you know who has some terrible music on a portable electronic device is good old I Speculum.
What was he playing on the trip?
A lot of yodeling.
Huh.
At some song by some DJ about McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the Pizza Hut, which was a pretty good song.
Oh, actually. Right, yeah, that's a great song.
Had it stuck in my head for big section of the trip. Got to play in the snow some, also, at the cabin. It was snowing like a motherfucker the last day that we were there and the day that we actually had to drive out. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking at Paige's pictures of it on Facebook. Everyone looks all different. Like, since I left, Dave's cut his hair, and Aaron's lost an entire person's worth of weight, and Allie's not wearing any makeup in these pictures. It's like, who are these people?
I look like me.
You do, because it looks like you shaved your Mystery Hunt mustache before you went.
I did. Yeah. I said on February 1st, it was no longer mustachuary, so I had to get rid of it.
So now it's Black History Month. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Ask my wife to tell me about her day. It's really short term.
Recent History Month, Black Month history. It's the shortest month.
That's true.
That's what they do to the black man.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the motherfucking shortest month.
And if you say, when's White History Month? They say, every month is White History Month.
Mm-hmm. Which means that it's on top of all of the children's days, too.
Where's my men's studies class? Every class is men's studies class, you bigot. That's what they say to me.
Why can't I be proud to be straight? And what?
Raijin Ely says, why are announcements unavailable during maintenance? Well, you know, I guess I could add the announcements to the maintenance page. But people who are clever realize that the login page on the dev server does not get redirected to maintenance during rollover. So that's how a lot of people know and post things in the forums about announcements for things that come out after rollover. Yeah. Data Vortex says, T-shirt hell didn't go out of business. It was profitable, but the owner's closing up shop because of people like you, Mr. Skullhead.
I never wrote it to T-shirt hell to tell them I didn't like their clothes.
Yeah.
I don't care if other people wear them. I just ain't going to wear this filthy motherfucker.
Yeah. See, I don't agree with Data Vortex. Data Vortex made fun of the cabling at the data center, which is really not that bad. It's not bad at all.
I would say if you're making fun of somebody's cabling, you seriously need some hobbies.
Mixie says, do you guys still have plans to make copies of the KOL documentary? I'd love to see it sometime. Yep, it is already in the store.
You know where it's not?
Where's that?
In my house.
Really? You never got a copy?
Right. I gave Chris my address, but I never got it.
You know, as soon as we have them, I'll just send a bunch to you. We ended up getting a lot more of them than we expected to, so I'll send you a pile of them. Five copies for your mother et al. I don't know. Do you want your mother to see it?
She can probably do it just one copy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we cuss on it.
I don't think so. But, yeah, Mom keeps saying, so when is your show? How do I tune in? And say, you know, I want the freedom to just indiscriminately say motherfucker without offending her.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't exercise that right. It's kind of like both of my parents now are on Facebook and sent me friend requests, and I ignored them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they should be on Facebook with all of their friends, and that's cool, but, you know, we don't have to interact on every social site. There has to be one place where I can post, like, I just fucked my wife up the ass.
No. No.
And nothing but that. In response to every query.
Yeah. You could just start a Twitter specifically for that.
Uh-huh.
Man. I mean, are you doing that because the normal downstairs got all wrecked by the childbirth?
No.
You're just doing it for fun.
We ain't got time for sex.
Oh, yeah. You can't have sex with each other because you're too busy with the baby.
Yeah. Having sex with a baby takes a long time.
Wait, why?
I don't know, man. You brought it up.
You have to wait for them to turn 18, right? That's... Yeah. Diarrhea says, let's move on.
Yeah.
Diarrhea says, so many things to say, I'll break them up into different messages. One, I started listening to your shows while I work out instead of at work, and it's awesome. Two, the only downside to listening to your shows is when I laugh out loud and look like a freak. Three, Jick mentioned his favorite spam message a while back. I was collecting funny spam for a while. My favorite was, show off your new length to your buddies in the locker room. And then, what are Jicks and Scully's names on Congregate? I think they're just Jick and Mr. Skullhead, aren't they? Or are you Mighty Bjorn?
That was Mighty Bjorn on Congregate, because all of the normal iterations of Skullhead were taken, and I didn't feel like going the eBay route and being Mr. Skullhead 2003.
2003? Yeah, that's what... ACM says, I thought that this music grading system would entertain you, and then links to something from somebody named Christ Gow. When evaluating records, music critic Robert Christ Gow used grades ranging from A+ to E-.
E-.
But there's nothing in the middle. There's A+ and E- and nothing in the middle. I was listening to a podcast about game reviewing and just talking about the sort of horrible state of it, and like one up moved to a grading system, but then it just immediately got sort of like, oh well, okay, so an A is a 10, a C is a 9, and an F is an 8. It's fucked up because I have played some games that I really very much enjoyed that got like 60 something on game rankings, right? I don't understand. I don't really know how. Like, what do you think about movie ratings? Do you think that there is, like, how do you feel about Rotten Tomatoes?
I tend to. There are so many critics, self-styled and otherwise, that are on the Rotten Tomatoes indicator. That generally, I just go to the two or three critics that I'm familiar with and trust. Like, I'll go to Rotten Tomatoes just to have a handy link to Joe Blow and Roger Ebert, pretty much, are the only two I read regularly. And those are dudes that, even if I don't always agree with them, I know kind of what their biases are, and they're more likely to review something in a way that makes it obvious whether I would like it or not, even if they don't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
I feel like
I don't really
Ebert is a
smart
guy, but I disagree with him about a lot of things.
Oh.
I can't think of anything in particular.
Ebert's always interesting to read these days. His reviews are more amusing than informative, I think. But hey, I mean, the motherfucker's missing half of his face.
Is he?
I'm just glad he's still doing stuff. Yeah, he got like some sort of salivary gland cancer or something, and had to take his like the left half of his jaw out. And
God, when did that happen?
I think a couple of years ago now.
Really?
He's like eating through a straw and...
And drinking with a fork?
Yeah, it's terrible.
He's mad. Yairia said, oh, okay. Number five, I resolved not to read Sluggy Freelance this year. It's decent when you read it all at once, but not when you read it one achingly slow comic at a time. Sluggy Freelance is one of those ones that you told me was good, and I never saw any merit in it at all when I looked at it.
It just depends on how deep you get into it.
I see.
That's it has a similar problem as maybe, you know, some would say Sandman and the Discworld books, where you have to get through maybe at least the first storyline in Sluggy Freelance, which is a couple of months before you can see that there's some there. Because it starts out as just kind of gag-a-day, like kind of stupid gag-a-day stuff. But then it gets into some funny continuity, and yeah. And he also asked if we've seen MS Paint Adventures. That's one that I don't get.
I mean, it's kind of fun. I still have a bookmark from where I stopped paying attention to it. It's kind of funny, but I don't know. I don't think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But then again, we've already established how I feel about sliced bread.
Yeah, so what would it be the greatest thing since for you?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of an innovation that I feel like is just sort of, like, you know, fundamentally good.
Huh? Wireless.
The greatest thing.
Wireless internet?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe wireless internet, yeah. The internet, in general. Yeah. Greatest thing since the internet.
I wish that my wireless internet was more reliable. I think I need to get rid of my cheap-ass cordless phones on my landline, because apparently cheap cordless phones are right in the same bandwidth as internet. So, yeah.
So you keep hearing like, porn and bark when you're having conversations with people on the phone?
Yeah, it's really distracting. More every time I try to stream Netflix upstairs, I have to unplug the phone first for it to work.
I just don't even fucking bother with it anymore. It's so, like, I've run long cables from the back of the switch to my computers at both my house and the office.
Well, my computer in the office is hard lined, but, and I really should have just ran another Ethernet cable when there wasn't a ceiling in here, because it's right under our bedroom. I could have run one, but now there's this whole ceiling in here that would make it a lot more difficult.
You could just cut a big hole in the ceiling and then fix it later.
Yeah, and I could make a little paper mache cat head and put it in the hole so it could watch me masturbate.
Mm. Is that what ceiling cat is doing?
Yes. Or I could make a paper mache Jeff Goldblum head and put it in the new bathroom down here.
Tim Rattlesnake says, am I the only one who thought a rim shot was some terrifyingly horrible sex act before I found out what it actually is?
No. Let's ask Urban Dictionary. A rim shot is when you fuck the clit.
Let's actually ask Urban Dictionary.
Oh, I'm doing it.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it and doing it and doing it well.
I just tried to subscribe to Urban Dictionary's email list as rimshot. Sorry, rimshot@gmail.com.
Wow, you have to go four definitions down to get a term for ejaculation into a vagina, but like in basketball, your shot goes in off the rim.
Ejaculating directly on the rim of the anal cavity.
Mm-hmm.
A dog that has little or no value to its owners. Peeing over the top of the toilet seat or urinal and missing the intended target. Rim shots are usually caused by a sudden jerk. A cough or sneeze.
Just a sudden jerk coming up behind you and grabbing your cock, I suppose. That would be kind of a jerky thing to do. Like, oh ho, you peed on the floor. Jerk. All of a sudden.
Let's see. Mr. Rar says, can you guys nerf the feather boa constrictor so Rick Duffin can shut up about using it to meat farm? /hardcore would be grateful for it. Right, the feather boa still has that problem that we fixed with the NPZR, where we made it eventually stop giving you meat if you kept extending combat out.
Mm-hmm.
Feather boa still does that. We figured it was okay, but I guess there's somebody bragging about it. Severus says, when my doppelshifter turns into a ragamuffin imp, does that counter the number of imps currently out and thus the damage? And does it check the number out for the damage? It does not count towards the number out, and it does check the number that are out for damage.
Hmm. Wow.
When the Doppelschifter turns into a familiar, it's doing so basically just for the duration of a single combat in the fight script, so it's not the number on the Doppelschifter gets updated like when they're actually taken out or put in terrariums, and since or the imp, I mean. And since that doesn't actually happen with the Doppelschifter as imp. Mm-hmm. Arcone says, would it be too inappropriate to implement extra spleen items in the form of combining different types of herbs or something with rolling paper and smoking it? First of all, welcome back, Arcone.
Yeah, wow.
Old
so we meet again. But this time, the advantage is mine.
I don't know. I'm not real comfortable with having you smoke stuff in this game.
Yeah, we keep kind of coming up with that as a mechanism and shying away from it. We almost came up with some chewing tobacco, but once we discussed it, we were only comfortable with that if you couldn't actually chew it.
We discussed it and were disgusted.
Yes.
Although one of the first adventures I wrote was you getting some mysticality by snorting the ashes of a
right
incinerated goblin.
Which that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want kids smoking.
Linguini Lad says, did you guys recently add the Booze Hounds Anonymous token in the fat wallet, or has it been there all this time? Well, it's been there all this time. It's just nobody found it.
Yeah,
we added it recently. Oh no, another putt says, Possessed Tomato has the best graphic ever. I just edited a face onto the original tomato.
I'm glad to see that made the cut.
Every one that you suggested was totally usable. They just didn't all end up as pickpocket items.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. Your suggestions are always the best because they come with descriptions already written. Which is nice. I gotta get us moving on the next batch of whatevers.
Yeah.
Just so that there's some... Because, you know, you're right. I think it's good for everybody to just have, like, some straightforward work to do.
Yeah.
And that system worked out pretty well, where we just each come up with a bunch of ideas, and then we go through and see which ones.
Yeah, we should do Bounty Hunter bounties.
Really? My problem with that is... I feel like in the past, when there are not that many zones at low levels, and there are not that many zones at mid levels, and there are not that many zones at high levels. Like, people already complain about the rare occasions where you go to the Bounty Hunter and there is nowhere that you can actually get to.
Hmm.
You know? And I feel like the more we add, the more likely that is to occur.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, we can certainly look at it. Adding a fourth tier for, like, high-level stuff, I'm kind of into that idea, but I'm kind of not into that idea, because, like, you know, do we put, like, oh, today's a Hobophilus bounty? I mean...
Yeah.
You know, because how many people are actually going to go get that? I mean, or would it get people to, you know, seek out a clan so they could get the bounties in there? I mean, I don't know.
And would it then make people complain that now we're forcing them to join a clan?
Well, I mean, they can always get one of the low-level bounties, right? Like,
yeah.
it's not like you get a different kind of lucre for doing one compared to the other.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should.
Of the Hill People says, hey guys, I noticed that the Mind Crab shows up in the Wreck of the Edgar Fitzsimmons more if you're using Mafia and that it auto-attacks it for damage. Was this on purpose or a win against Mafia? I think it's in your imagination. Macarona says, I humbly suggest that you change Tempuromancy to Temporal Mechanics. Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
The Kaiser says, since you changed the olfaction tome to a manual to avoid confusion, wouldn't it make sense to change the cold cookbook to Gaspacho's Glacial Gospel or something? That's a word that didn't come up.
We kept talking about doing that, though.
Yeah, I know. I think we just never came up with a name that we were satisfied with. Gaspacho's...
I thought, like, somebody's Frosty Folio was the front runner.
But is there some food that's frequently served cold that starts with an F that we could name somebody out of? After, name somebody out of.
Ferengi? Or, some soup. Yeah, that was the problem, is we're so locked into those naming conventions.
I mean, it's just funny if he's named after food, you know? Yeah. Like Fernsworthy. Bobula says, would it be possible when making food / drink from the Discovery's menu to add an eat drink command to the new Ajax thing that pops up when you hit cook? I ask because there are recipes that give back reagents when you eat them, like the tiny sword drinks or the key lime pies, that it would be nice to not have to reload the crafting menu to make another of. Yeah, that's the kind of asynchronousness of updates on things like that is going to make it weird when you're doing any Ajax stuff, and I don't really know that there's any way around it. It's one of those things, like, if we put a fucking eat link there, then we have to put an eat link everywhere, or people will complain about every place that it isn't, and then the entire game will be nothing but a giant screen full of eat links. Hot links. But, you know, I've already spent the last few months relenting on everything else that I said I would never do, so, you know, maybe one of these days I'll just be like, alright, C.D. Moyer, every time anyone is logged into any game, there should be a link to drink their tiny plastic sword drinks.
Okay.
So, go ahead and call everybody else that makes every other game that these people play. Make sure that every script has a link for them to drink their cherry bomb.
So we got two people, Dr. Van Van Mojo and G. Valco, asking why the noob drops the Nard's energy drink rather than the Wolfman. I was trying to evoke the Wolfman's got Nard's thing, but it's more of a play on the Ball's energy drink, so I figured that was more likely to drop from a gamer than a Wolfman.
You could...
The Wolfman's Nards are actual genitalia, not a beverage. Named after.
We could change it to like TESTICLZ.
That was my rough draft, actually. It was testicles. Or testes.
Really?
Yeah, actually, testes was the first one that I came up with. And I don't know. It went through a couple of iterations before I ended on Nards.
I don't know if this is anything that anybody else can hear, but the sound quality from you just got terrible.
That's weird.
Maybe somebody's doing something here.
Maybe
up a lot of internets.
Maybe my mom's BitTorrenting porn again. She's becoming a porn again Christian.
Oh.
Hey. Step back.
Smoking Tongue says, why doesn't multi-using Golden Arches just sum up the results? I had to wait 40 seconds for the screen to show me 281 line items from the summons. Yeah, those are not written particularly well. I should really change the way that works.
I'm glad people are still using those.
Yeah?
I'm glad people are still using those. That's kind of groovy.
I said, yeah.
The webcam says, who would win in a fight, Andy Dick or Rosie O'Donnell? If it's a fight to the death, we all win and we all lose, pretty much.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Well, no,
of who
fight
wins.
To the death, the winner gets shot. It has gotten to the point where I can just barely understand you.
Huh. I really know.
I don't understand.
You're
can't understand a single word. Do I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you sound fantastic.
Oh. Well. So you would think if something was wrong with my internet that the outgoing would be bad, too.
Huh.
Paul BD says, hey, do you guys have any good D&D stories that you wouldn't mind sharing? I don't really have any D&D stories except for the one time I played D&D in Prescott where the guy was all, you're in a subterranean desert, and I was a smartass about it, and then he killed me with a vampiric mist.
Yeah, I never actually played any D&D. It was all Mage and Shadowrun.
I played played Shadowrun for a few minutes once.
It was fun, because it was all D6 based, so you didn't have to have a bunch of weird dice.
You just had to have a whole lot of D6s.
Yes. I have a whole lot of D6s at this point. I think we've got like 30. Just because it's more fun when you're playing Arkham Horror to be able to roll your 15 die worth of damage all at the same time. Just get a huge handful of dice, because you have a flamethrower in each hand or some such.
Roy, for Christmas this year, got me this package that he found at a used bookstore that was just a plastic-wrapped stack of 200 D6. Huh. I'm pretty stoked about the number of dice that I have in that plastic bale. It's not a Christian bale, though. Christians are against gambling.
The fuck are you thinking?
Cyan 220 says three things. One, Scully was probably right when he called Marty's mom a hussy, but another good descriptor might have been cock tease. I don't know. Do you get the sense that she didn't actually put out?
I think that she wasn't ready to put out, but I think that was apparent. I don't think she was sending mixed signals there.
Maybe she just didn't want to give it up for Biff, but was in fact a total whore to everyone else.
Hmm. Maybe in the first draft of Back to the Future, he actually ends up sleeping with his mom, and it turns out he's his father.
Huh.
Probably not.
SIN220, the second thing was, I'm not certain about Stargazer, but I'm pretty sure I attach ID3 tags to all the MP3s I put on the podcast, so if you download them from the feed before uploading them to your archive, they would already have tags. That is what I do on the Monday shows. I need to do that again. I learned today how to make an RSS feed, and I made an RSS feed.
That's excellent.
We should start writing descriptions of our shows. We talk about, we made some fart jokes, and we talk about porn.
And that would require me remembering what happened during the show. And I just don't.
I'd have to just listen.
People ask me how the show went, and all I can remember is it went well, or there was a lot of dead air. I can't remember anything we talked about because I was busy talking, not listening.
Mm. Or you were busy reading FARC while I talk.
Right, yeah.
Cyan220 then says, three, please no familiars of the month for a while. Less playing time has increased my average ascension to 1 to 2 months, and combine that with the rate of new familiars, and I'll never be able to get all my 100% familiar runs finished. Well, okay. How about no new familiars ever?
Yeah, we should just stop.
Aleph Yin says, there are lots of different kinds of wads in the game. When will we see jerk wads? What was that, that Onion article about how the gay wads and the dork wads signed a historic Wad Alliance?
I don't know. We should have sudden jerk wads that cause you to miss the ball when you're peeing.
Right. Or clean-in jerk wads that make some part of you stronger. I don't know what a clean-in jerk is.
It's something to do with weightlifting, when you like lift something and lift it over your head. Something like that.
So part of that is you wipe something off and then pull on it really hard?
It's a snatch, clean, and jerk. Like, you pick it up.
So you're more accustomed to on something really hard and then wiping it off.
Right. No, clean just refers to, like, the way that you're holding the weight. Like, you've pulled it to a point where it's not just hanging from your arm or something. Something. I don't know. I don't know what
Sharpies are
doing anymore, man, because we were putting in new plumbing down here, and it involves sweating copper pipe. And I always wanted to learn, like, how the hell do you sweat a pipe? Like, do you worry about it a lot? Does it count as small stuff? But apparently sweating a pipe is just applying a blowtorch to the solder to make a joint. So it's not... doesn't involve any sweating at all. And before you do that, you have to clean the pipe. And the way that you clean it is by rubbing it with sandpaper.
Hmm.
So, none of these words mean what they're supposed to mean in real life.
I see.
Otherwise, I'm totally stopping cleaning my junk.
The next time a prostitute asks me if I want her to clean my pipes, I'm going to think twice.
Yeah, I think so.
What if she's a laid-off plumber? Yairia says, Scully, I like the original Law and Order and SVU, but not CI. That crazy thickish guy isn't believable.
He's totally believable. That's Vincent D'Onofrio. And he's awesome.
Spoke Chinese with an accent, not with an English accent, a Thai one.
No, well, he's kind of Sherlock Holmes, where he just knows everything and observes things that other people don't.
Does thickish mean, like, kind of fat?
Maybe if you're British.
Huh. Like, thickish is not like somebody from Thickland.
Right. Maybe if you're a plumber. Because apparently when you're a plumber, you just get to reassign definitions to words randomly.
Cleaning and sweating.
Damn.
Wow, what was that all about?
I pulled on the cord to my headphones and turned the inline volume all the way up. Accidentally.
Ah, so there was some thud back?
Mm-hmm.
Yairi also writes, Jick, have you gotten to the Dr. Manhattan chapter yet? That's what made me thoroughly enjoy Watchmen. Yeah, that was where it kind of turned the corner for me, too. I like the Dr. Manhattan stuff, and I like Rorschach. Everything else I thought was pretty boring. Iluro Dragon says, can you make slash note work the same as slash notes? Half the time I forget the S. Yeah, I have no problem doing that. Because I always have to look it up, because I can never remember which one does it. Excuse me. Hey, do you suppose we could take our break a little early? When I went to use the bathroom before the show, it was ocupado, so I was not able to use it. And now I have to pee, like a racehorse.
Sure, we'll do 15 minutes starting now.
Someday mother will die and I'll get the money. My sentiments exactly. You son of a bitch, I palindrome, I
palindrome,
I palindrome,
I palindrome,
I am a snake head eating the head on the opposite side. I palindrome, I palindrome, see that bulletproof dress hanging from the clothesline. See the medical chart with the random zigzag. Now I'll help it decide. I palindrome,
I palindrome,
I palindrome,
I palindrome,
I am a snakehead eating my head on the opposite side. I palindrome. Scare me, watch that I love it. I said, watch me scare you. Said she, hey, boom, am I? Son, see the spring of the grandfather clock unwind.
Hey, got a big stone, hey, that's a bad
one. See the hands of my offspring making with
me. Got a big stone,
hey,
that's a bad
one. Dad, palindrome, dad, I palindrome.
Words fail, buildings tumble, the ground opens wide. Light beams down from heaven, she stands before my eyes. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. Squares may look distant in a rearview mirror, but they're actual size as she drives away. Big men often tremble as they step aside. I thought I was big once. she changed my mind. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. I've never known anybody like her. She's actual size nationwide, believe. She's got all the money money couldn't buy. She's got something special that someone left behind. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. Squares may look distant in a rearview mirror, but they're actual size to her. Her face hangs in portrait on the post office wall. She's stuck in my heart now, where my blood belongs. She's actual size, but she seems much bigger to me. I've never known anybody like her. She's actual size, believe.
Whale to the monkey with no tail.
So the warm blood flows with the red blood cells lacking nuclei through the large four-chambered heart, maintaining the very high metabolism rate they have. Their names are called, they raise upon the bath of cats. Dolphin and dog, koala bear and hog. Los Santos, sister of her brother marsupial. Their cousin called Mono, tree dead uncle Alotheria. Their names are called, they raise upon the bath of cat. Dolphin and dog, koala bear and hog. The fox, the ox, giraffe and tree. The kid and the caribou.
Get in, goobity goop goop, get in, goobity goop goop, get in, goobity goop goop, get in. Spider,
he is our hero.
Spider, Spider,
step on Spider.
Spider,
I promise not to kill you.
Spider, Spider,
we love you, Spider.
Spider.
Must stop!
Spider!
And we're back with the song that Jake and I danced to for our first dance. They might be dancing the guitar.
Memories.
Misty water-related memories. You know,
did you do anything exciting over the break?
I made myself a delicious tiny cake.
Really?
Yeah, they're these things called warm delights that, I mean, granted, those are, neither of those is really a noun, but, just a little packet of cake mix that you mix with water and then put icing on it, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and it turns into a cake.
Really?
It's like an easy bake oven, only, for grown-ups.
Huh. That sounds,
They're delicious. I mean, how often can you have a cake in a minute from when you decide you want some cake?
There was enough time during that break for you to have your cake and eat it, too.
No, I'm only halfway through it, so I have it. But I'm going to have to wait until you start talking about game mechanics.
Quietus says, use of undefined constant is a notice, not a fatal error regarding the new software glitch item. No, I know. That's how glitchy it is, dude.
Yeah. Any bug that you could possibly report with that is not a bug at all. It's intentional. Mm-hmm. So, seriously, people are giving typo reports for the screwdriver?
Apparently.
Nah. I thought that was so clever.
It is pretty clever.
I'm just going to stick to Wikipedia, like Googling Japanese alcohol and Japanese cocktail and just going with the words that it feeds me.
Man, so there's this guy that we met through Pezboy at the bar, who had brought some shochu back from Japan.
Huh.
It's the nastiest thing that I have ever tasted.
Huh. I've never.
It
heard
just
of it.
Tastes like rotten ass.
Ew. Like fresh ass would be okay.
Yeah, God, that was nasty.
That's.
I even took my wife over to his house later. Honey, try this. It's fucking awful.
That's surprising that you've actually encountered that, because I got it on a random Google search. I'd never even heard of it.
Oh, yeah? When we were in Vegas, we went to like a teppanyaki place, and she got this cocktail, like a shochu martini, and it tasted totally fine. I think shochu is just, it's supposed to just be like vodka. It's not really supposed to have any flavor. But, yeah, this kind of, it's like, sort of like spoiled olives. And a little bit like, did you ever get that, like, squid jerky from a Japanese grocery store?
I think either you or Roy gave me a piece of squid jerky, and I regretted it intensely.
Well, I like that stuff, but I don't want my beverages to evoke that flavor.
Right. There are a lot of things I enjoy eating that I don't want to drink.
Yeah.
I think
I'll Man, imagine if you could just drink those little miniature cakes. Mm. And delight is totally a noun.
That's true. That didn't occur to me until after I was halfway through that sentence. Mm.
The Lazirozer says, that old radio show got me thinking. Familiar Hatchlingizer? No, I have come to believe that anything that we ever introduced, no matter how rare it was, that let people take familiars out of their terrarium and turn them back into a hatchling, would cause us to get lynched.
Yeah.
Man, there is some shit going on this computer that is causing whatever application I have in front to lose focus every few minutes at random, and it is fucking infuriating. I have no idea what it is. And it's like that antivirus software popping up and doing some shit.
I really don't think that any program should be allowed to steal your mouse focus. I think it's horrendously annoying. I don't know why programmers still do that. Whenever I get an instant message, a new instant message on Digsby, it steals my focus.
Digsby?
Digsby.
What's Digsby?
It's like game, but it actually works. And it works for Facebook and Gmail chat, too.
D- Didn't Game change its name? I think Game changed its name to Pigeon.
Huh. Did it start working?
Game has always worked for me. Like, I have never had anything that... We've had the opposite experience. I've never had anything but horrible luck with Trillian.
Mm-hmm.
And Game has always been fine.
Yeah, I couldn't even get Game
because
he talked
about it.
No, I couldn't even get Game to sign me into half of my shit half the time. And it wouldn't... Like, file transfers were completely impossible. And now that Gmail exists, doing file transfers via instant message isn't necessary at all, but I don't know anything. It just never worked as intuitively as it was supposed to. Yeah, I like this, though, because I add all of my Gmail accounts to it, and it gives me the you've got new Gmail pop-up for all three of them at once.
Why do you have three Gmail accounts?
Well, I have mine, and then m.skullhead, and then a spam catcher.
So. Oh, I see. So when you sign up for stuff, you just use...
Spammy37@gmail.com.
Man, now everybody knows your address.
Oh, no. They can come to my cyber house.
Darcel says, you really need to add a chat command to view your current outfit. Yeah, we do. I wonder what /outfit currently does if you're not wearing anything. Or if you don't specify anything, rather. Because that would be a perfect place to put that. It is in a list of to-do items that I actually looked at today. Create an RSS feed for the radio show. It was also on that list of to-do items. So, getting through them. Ziltang says, you're fighting Zachary Knight the Dry Icicle. I didn't know you took his last name or that you were dry. Yeah, I make it so dry for him.
Ew. I didn't know you were an icicle.
How much teeth do you want, Mr. Skullhead?
How many teeth?
No. How much teeth?
Oh, right.
Gleeb says, so did Hot Stuff end up actually playing KOL? If not, you should punch him. Nah, he still needs to do his little project where he plays through an entire Ascension and then checks which things aren't being logged that need to be logged.
I keep trying to do that. Like, I keep making little multis to see how the game plays now, and I keep failing. I'm just failing to log in and play them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always run out of steam after, like, the first day.
I just forget. And it's not as fun because I can't go into the chat channels that I like being in and go to the...
You could invite yourself into those chat channels.
Yeah, then everybody would know it was me.
Yeah, and then they would send you all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be like a real experience at all.
Yeah.
He yawned. You know what? We should do that. We should actually make what we should remind ourselves. We should put up things when we log into the game. Play your multi. Faggot. That's what it would say to you. Okay. To me, it would say, play your multi, cool guy.
Because it's important to foster the delusion that I'm gay and you're cool.
Yeah.
I'm as gay as you are cool.
Oh. Wow, dude. Wow.
Yep.
That was quite a compliment.
Usually I save my burns for Armac, but today I had you. I don't know why. This is just like
exactly as good as every other idea you've ever had.
He knows we kid him.
Grethko says Pre-Crypt Cemetery looks unlike anything else in the game in reference to monster artwork. Is that really true?
I don't know that that's true. I certainly don't believe that it's not possible that it isn't the truth.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. Or don't I?
What are some of the monsters in the movie?
I mean, the skeleton, like, your avatar is from that artwork.
I think that's pretty...
The normal ghoul, which is, like, first of all, the Pre-Crypt Cemetery uses the same monster artwork as the Post-Crypt Cemetery. So... Dweebs say, how much of a template is Hobopolis for further clan dungeons? How similar will future clan dungeons be? I don't know. You know, the notion of everybody having to find their way through the sewer individually was something that we did to try and make the whole, like, speedrun thing kind of interesting. Because bringing more people in became beneficial later, but was disadvantageous in the beginning, until people were, like, attuned to get through the sewers. But, you know, I don't feel like that's a trick that we're going to do on every single dungeon from now on. Hobopolis was meant to be kind of a medium-sized dungeon, but I feel like, given the amount of work that actually ended up being, that's probably going to be a large one.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like the idea of a small, sort of quick clan dungeon has some traction, so I might just try and... I was actually thinking it might be fun to just bury myself for a couple days and work on something just by myself. We got an idea. Scully and I have been tossing around Inspirato for another one, in addition to the several other ideas that have been tossed around. But yeah, I don't know.
The only problem with making a small clan dungeon is that we lack the capacity to make a small anything.
Yeah, every idea spirals out of control. So anyway, Gleebs, the answer to that question is, I don't know. Bill Ad says, why don't you make a non-aligned item like a spooky putty and have all the parts be a part of Mr. Outfit? I think that would be kind of mean.
Yeah.
To put in an item of the month that you basically have to get more than one of to really get the benefits of it, like, that'd be kind of a dick move. We'd make so much money and we'd be all like, look at me, I'm a big dick with a bunch of money. So, Nightmare linked me to this game. He linked everyone in dev, actually, to this game where it's like playing telephone on the internet. Like, you get a sentence and then you draw a picture to represent it, and then it shows somebody else the picture and asks them to describe it.
Huh.
And then it shows somebody else their description and they draw it. And I went in and I participated in two or three games yesterday. So it emails you when the game is finished, right? It emails you once it's given it to enough people that it's played through several cycles. And then you're like, ha ha ha, you know, look at what happened here. You know, and it's fun in the way that playing telephone is fun. And halfway through the first game that I played, somebody just ignored the thing previously, drew like a big cock and balls with wheels on it and then like windows and wrote penis mobile above it. So user created content is totally the future.
Yep. Anytime you want cock and balls drawn, you can rely on your user base to do it.
I don't remember if I talked about this on the last radio show or not. I intended to, but the Crayon Physics Deluxe, I've been playing that, and I unlocked the kind of second mode where you... And this is interesting, because we had this discussion how you didn't find Crayon Physics to be very exciting, and I was like, well, what I found exciting was in the version that I played trying to do the things using only one shape.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring out how that would work. There is like a challenge mode in Crayon Physics Deluxe that unlocks when you're most of the way through the game, where you get another like little flag or star or whatever for doing it using only one shape.
Hmm.
And then you get another one for doing it using none of the like sort of complicated things, like, because in this one you can draw things that become sort of like ropes between two objects and stuff like that.
Right.
And you can put things on pivot points or whatever. So there's a solution for solving it without doing anything, like, it's like the old school solution. And then there's in order to get the completion for a given level, you have to win it the normal way. Then you have to do those two things, but then you also have to provide an awesome solution, and you're the one who gets to determine what the criterion for awesome is. You just mark one of your solutions as awesome. So I've decided that in order to qualify for an awesome, I have to finish it using a cock and balls.
Right.
So the thing that actually starts the machine has to be me drawing a cock and balls. That being the motive element that actually finishes the level.
Fortunately, you're really good at drawing cocks and balls.
You know, I thought that, but then I tried to do it on several levels, and I was just like, you know, that doesn't really look like a cock and balls at all. That was not awesome. See, I don't know. I'm enjoying Crayon Physics Deluxe. You know, I've probably spent 2 hours playing it total, but I like it.
I think I feel the same way about that as I do about Line Rider.
Yeah, Line Rider I don't get at all.
I could never make that little sled do anything other than fall straight down, no matter what I drew. And then I watched the things where somebody had spent 10 hours making this huge course, and I don't know. I told myself, yeah, well, at least I have a life, but it rang hollow in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think that's just the kind of game that I'm not very good at, and so it's not very interesting to me.
I mean, Crayon Physics is definitely less of a one-trick pony than Line Rider. You know, I mean, I feel like with Line Rider, what people are really doing is saying, look at what I can draw, you know, and then making videos of it.
I don't know. Crayon Physics, I was amazed that people were spending hours playing with that demo. It's like, wow, you draw some stuff and it falls straight down and rolls off the edge of the screen. Exciting.
Yoru says, for the purposes of Q1 vectors, what about expanding the perplexing door with the other keys we have but cannot stick in it? Yeah, that is actually on the list.
We should also put on the list, write some better riddles for the riddle section.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be about fish.
They don't have to be about fish.
But all the rewards are about fish.
Yeah, that can be the funny thing, is that they're fish-themed.
Oh, but...
Yeah.
Look, as long as we can write 27 new riddles about fish.
This is where we always get stuck. I just want to write some riddles that aren't terrible.
Okay.
And I generally write one. Then I go, hey guys, let's all come up with riddles. And everybody else goes, nye-nye. You're not about fish. In that tone of voice, exactly.
Okay.
All right,
we'll write some more riddles. You know what we need to do, though, with that part?
What are we doing?
Is we need that. I feel like I would be a lot happier with the Sorcerer's Quest if all of it was eventually self-spoiling, like the tower monsters.
Mm. Especially the potions for the door.
You think that's bad at this point?
There are just so many of them.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So many potential doors, that you, or gates, or whatever, you know, that you might encounter.
Yeah, I guess once you've spent 2 or 3 turns trying to get through that, we could just have it figure out which ones you don't have, and I don't know. It would be a little bit of a project to go through and write the kind of, because we did like 3 clues for each tower monster.
Yeah.
It was like hint, suggestion, outright spoiler.
Yeah.
And I suppose we could do that.
We should do that for the door code, too. Where it just gives you the first digit is this, and the second digit is this.
Yeah.
Or just gives you the
link. I mean, the
door
code you can get.
Generator.
So that I'm not concerned about.
Yeah.
Hey, it's rollover. Do you have your rollover minutes?
I do. I have several minutes for rolling over.
Barry had asked about also putting an RSS feed on the announcements, which that is a pretty good idea.
I like the way the front page has started changing. I don't know when you did that, but it was awesome.
I added those links a little while ago, and I just today the new change isn't the one that you're talking about today isn't live yet. Do you think that looks okay?
Yeah.
I felt like it could use being a little bit more obvious. Everybody look at the front page on dev and tell me how much you hate it. Push it out. I can't imagine that bothering anyone.
No.
Although it could be that pushing down the plea for financial support will cut our revenue in half.
And if it does, we'll move that to the top of the page and double our revenue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh. If we doubled it. I wonder if our revenue is proportional to the font size in that special message from Jake.
And how frequently it blinks.
Could be. Nandor says, the word feeding back into itself thing drives me nuts. My least favorite examples are words, are verbs. the nuclear vessels on which they arrive. My least favorite examples are verbs. Orientate for orient and reference for refer.
Yeah.
Well, refer doesn't take a... What do you call that? Like, it takes... It's an indirect... You don't refer... Like, I feel like referencing something is different than... To reference something is to refer to something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can refer someone to something else. Right? Like, refer takes an indirect object.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm going to refer to... I don't know. I wouldn't say our game is full of pop culture refers.
Well, sure. I mean, we could say I think making a reference to something is different than referring to something.
Yeah,
it's different enough. And plus, I referred him to my hand because the face didn't want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah, orientate kind of pisses me off.
Orientate is one of those words that you just don't need to. It doesn't need to exist.
Yeah.
It's like you utilize. It's solely used by people who are trying to drive up their syllable count to sound smart.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's never a case where use wouldn't be just as good.
Yeah.
But using synergy doesn't sound as good as utilizing synergy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is it leads to corporate speak.
Captain Spam says, thank you for the Ricky O reference. It was about time KOL had a mention of the most hilariously violent martial arts movie ever made. Yeah, that's all riff. I have no idea what that shit is all about. The fact that you can shake breath mints out of the glass eye.
Yeah. That was confusing.
Amiliana says, in the record, the editor Fitzsimmons for the bulkhead non-combat, can we have it so that if you head out, it doesn't show up again for a while, like 20 adventures or something? Yeah, I'm actually surprised I didn't make it work like that to begin with, because experience would have taught me that people would demand that almost immediately. Somnium says, thank you for the wind tattoo, Jick. Now I never need to think about what tattoo to wear ever again. Hey, Ian, I never have to spend years with Nightmare yelling at me about that. Coming up with something to give to people who win games at com. Now we just have a consistent thing.
So just that tattoo?
Yeah. Gleeb says, you should put those my breasts are down there sunglasses in the game.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
I mean, it's not real. I mean, like the t-shirt, hell shirt that says, look at my tits when you talk to me.
I like sure you'll stare at my chest if there's something written on it for small-breasted women.
Mm. Who needs big tits when you have an ass like this? We could combine them like, who needs big tits when I'm with stupid? And an arrow point. Yeah.
Minty says, I had a dream last night where my girlfriend had a child and I exchanged it for a cute orange and white kitty. What do you think this says about me? What do you think it says about me that I read that as you traded it for like an adorable piece of fruit and a white cat rather than a cute cat that was orange and white? But I don't know, but before Jess gave birth, we both had dreams where the child either turned into a cat or we traded the child for a cat.
Huh.
Or we deliberately turned the child into a cat.
How would you do that?
And through the magic of dream logic.
You could turn the child into a furry.
Yeah. I could also turn him into the drugstore. Or the police.
When is a baby? Not a baby. When it's in a jar.
Oh, man.
My brother's at Harvard. He's in a jar. Pantsla says, you guys really need to do the set KOL back a day thing for Groundhog Day. Telling everyone makes it even better, since that day would be complete chaos. Fun chaos. No, no, no. Hot Stuff brought that up as it would be a good way for us to test actually rolling back to a backup. As if on Groundhog's Day we just made it so the next day was exactly the same.
Over and over and over.
Ninty says, for the record, 8 of all 3 for the Bounty Hunter Hunter. Okay. BMB Mar. I wonder if that's Bill Maher.
No, because this question doesn't involve religion being stupid.
Do you like Bill Maher?
I like him when he's not talking about religion. Because he's just like, these fanatics who believe one thing are really stupid, and... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like we had this conversation 100 times. I like his show. I feel like just talking to Bill Maher about stuff would be fine, and watching people just talk to him about stuff is fine. But like when he gets all preachy, it's just obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Glebe says, "Whoever twatted about the false Brotula fish forgot their name."
I didn't need a name. I just wanted to share that joke with the world. Because it's never going to come up in conversation.
Yeah, it's one of those you-had-to-be-there things.
Like, hey, check it out, a false brochula. That's not going to happen.
Glebe says, I'm all for a smaller clan dungeon, providing you don't take too long to implement it. We always take too long to implement everything.
It's part of our charm.
Smooth says, why don't you guys actually just make a game similar to Star Control? I mean, it's one of the best video games made, and you guys know why. You're video game makers, for crying out loud. You have the technology. One of these days. Sild asks when the subterranean desert is going to be implemented. Speaking of that, yeah. Tatter asks, sucking the spooky mummy doesn't drop mummy wrappings, because mummy wrappings are a high-level item.
Yeah, well...
Severus says, don't feel bad, Jake. I have to wear a knee brace sometimes, too. At least you probably don't have gray hair yet. I have gray hairs.
You have plenty.
I do. I'm not... Hot Stuff's a little worse. Hot Stuff is actually graying at the temples. I just have the occasional stray gray hair. Although, it's getting less and less occasional as time goes by.
I have a single gray hair that grows in my beard. I haven't found any in my head stubble yet.
I have a number of gray hairs in my beard, too. Like, that are actually visibly gray even when I just have stubble. Which is... My dad had gray hairs to about the extent that I did when he was in his 30s, and his hair was totally black into his 50s, so... I am not too worried about it. Captain Kirk says, I agree with Jake. Knowing what effects do would be good. There are very few spaders, and I don't think they represent how much more enjoyable it would be for everyone else. I'm trying to figure out if there's an easy way in code to just make it so effects tell you what they're doing, the way that enchantments on gear do. Because I think it would make people happy and not hurt anyone. Alibit 15 says, as it stands, there are certain things that only a clan leader can do regardless of rank of another member, such as edit ranks and permissions and clan administration. Can this be changed? Well, we can't. Giving somebody a rank that lets them edit ranks basically makes them the clan leader. Right? Because they could edit their own rank to have all these permissions. Right. I think that there needs to be some distinction. I don't know. You know, it could be that there are some things that have just been overlooked in terms of there being a permission for them, but, the leader needs something. Raijin Ely says, does the glitch have an intended use, or is it just awesome? Oh, man, what we should do is we should put in a tower monster that can only be defeated with the glitch. Mm. Like, perfectly robust code. it sets to 0 because it totally can.
Since that's a pickpocket item, that would be...
I know.
And you only encounter it on your first ascension run.
I know. Casey Wiederman says, Jake, you mentioned DS games. Chrono Trigger is awesome. Have you tried The World Ends With You? I have, and I found it a little too confusing to actually play. I didn't really enjoy the combat because of its whole real-time aspect. Ninja Town? No, I've not played Ninja Town. I shall check it out. Puzzle Quest? Yes, played it, loved it, beat it, became a dark god of blood, because it's weird. Puzzle Quest has this, there is one choice that you get to make very, very early in the game that determines whether or not, like, right as the game ends, you have the option to become evil. So I wanted to see what that was all about. That's the only game that I've ever played evil, and that's because you don't actually have to play evil until the very end. Disgaea, I have not played the Disgaea for the... Disgaea's boring. I'm sorry. My wife really likes it. I know that, like, Riff really likes it, but it's boring. I can't deal with tactics games like that. There's just too much going on, too much fiddly micromanagement. Rocket Slime, however, fucking awesome. That is one of my favorite video games of all time. Professor Layton and the Curious Village, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Super Princess Peach, I have not played. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. If it's kind of a spiritual successor to New Super Mario Brothers, that'd be pretty cool. Zelda Phantom Hourglass, I did the same thing that I do with almost every Zelda game on a portable device, which is that I play it, I get to the final boss, I can't beat the final boss the first couple times, I'm like, well, I'll go back and I'll just get everything, you know, I'll start looking stuff up and I'll go for like 100% completion and then beat the final boss. And then I don't actually do that, and never actually finish it. Cooking Mama I played for half an hour on a road trip at one point, and whatever. And then Casey Wiederman also suggests adding a fourth tier to include run-specific or hard-to-reach areas. Bobby List says, weird item of the month idea, an item that takes a millennium to charge up. That way you can only use it once in Ascension. Such a mechanic could let you have it do something reasonably cool. Like, literally, it takes 1,000 years.
Oh, you know, 1,000 KOL years would only be 250 real years.
That's true.
That's, yeah, we should do it. You could only use it once in Ascension, and it lets you pull a familiar out of your terrarium.
Sweet.
But only, yes. But at random.
Every 250 years.
Yeah. So you might just wait 250 years and pull your potato out.
SnuffStyle420 asks if there will be a fish with no eyes in the sea to poke fun at the Sneaky Pete's key riddle. Golgothica says, quiche equals egg pie. I agree with Jake.
Quiche equals delicious.
Noah M says, so how long till somebody puts the documentary up for free somewhere? You know, I'm sure as hell not going to put any DRM on it, so...
I seriously doubt anybody involved in the making and marketing of the documentary, including us, are going to trip about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want... I would prefer for people to buy it so that we recoup the costs, and so does the... I mean, the thing is, our costs are going to get recouped. That's not going to be a big deal, but, you know, the filmmaker's costs, he spent a fortune on it. And granted, it was part of his education, you know, it was a project for a purpose, and he wasn't hoping to make any money on it, but I feel like it would be nice if you supported it by actually buying it, if you want to watch it bad enough that you would actually BitTorrent it.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, you know, you can't afford it, you're only slightly interested, whatever, fucking download it, you know. I'm not gonna lose any sleep one way or another. CYJ says, more male/female only items?
We barely have any of those. That's true.
Yeah, I added those vinyl boots.
Apocalypse Club like
says, more semi-rares, please. Yes. Say what? I interrupted you.
when we add stuff that's gender-specific, I always feel like we're courting people to smack us down for acknowledging that they're genders.
Do you think anyone will ever do that?
I think people already have.
Have they?
Well, maybe not in that specific circumstance, but in our chat, people have taken us to task for... Like, what do you mean there's only a him and a her?
I see.
What about jur and chem?
Jur and chem.
XIR is one of the ones that, like, people who spell women with a Y came up with as a gender-neutral pronoun. But they didn't say how to pronounce it.
I feel pretty comfortable saying that anything said by somebody who spells woman with a Y is something that I just don't care about.
How about people who study herstory?
I was listening to something on NPR today about how there was some group, like, there are apparently some, like, genetic mutations that get named by scientists studying fruit flies. And then those names sometimes make it into, like, sort of human genetic literature.
Hmm.
And sometimes are, like, offensive.
Huh.
And so there are people campaigning to get rid of the funny names that certain genetic mutations have in fruit flies.
Example?
The only one that they were talking about in the section of it that I heard twice was there is a gene that certain fruit flies have called I'm not dead yet.
Huh.
But then some doctor was saying, what if you had to tell a terminally ill patient that it was a failure of their I'm not dead yet gene? It should be against the law to name these things like this. And then it was some people working with fruit flies saying, like, look, you know, the reason that, you know what the name of that gene is, but you don't know, and you know what it does. You don't know what, you know, KYV972 does, because it's not some shit that you can remember. I think there was the cheap date gene, too. There was something about alcohol. Zero Blah says, hey kids, just listening to the last radio show. I love the idea of smaller/cheaper clan dungeons. Something that could be finished by 2 or 3 people would be awesome. I'm just coming to the end of a series of imaginary hamster runs, and I never want to see a fucking hobo again. Getting 7 people in the same place at the same time is a goddamn nightmare. Asshat sends a funny joke, which is like 20 open parentheses, and then lisp sucks, and then 20 close parentheses. Actually, I wonder if there's the same number of open and close parentheses. I'm going to check. But I'm not going to check by counting them. I'm going to check by copying them and pasting them into something with a fixed width font. Nope. 1 fewer close parentheses. That wouldn't even compile, asshat. Everybody is saying that they would like a one boss clan dungeon. Rotting Flesh says, can low-level wok food be part of Q1? No, I don't think that there's really a place for low-level wok food. I think the wok is necessarily a complicated high-level thing.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, you shouldn't be able to equip Teflon equipment if you have a hockey stick in your inventory. That's pretty funny. Blastodon says, I just discovered by accident that putting a star in the number box when casting buffs casts as many as you can afford. Neat undocumented feature.
Or is that a neat undocumented bug?
I think it must be a feature, because otherwise I would just assume that it was a zero. I would not be surprised if C.D. Moyer put that in. So I bought some Branston pickle, says Blastodon, after hearing somebody on the radio rave about it, but now I don't know what to do with it. Please advise. Put it on a sandwich. Use it any time any idiot would tell you to use mayonnaise for anything.
Isn't Branston pickle just all salty and stuff?
It's like vinegary.
Huh.
I guess it's pretty salty. I think it's like little bits of pickled beetroot mixed in like a kind of a vinegary sauce. That's good though.
Ice Speculum says there is a gene that expresses itself by making non-external genitalia, and they've called it the Ken Barbie gene.
Yeah. That was one that the name of had been mentioned. He must have listened to the same story that I did. Let's see. Zaphodak42 says, Jake and Company, did you intend for the Mysterious Island of Mystery to be a full-out reference to college when you came up with it, or is it just a coincidence? Well, I mean, college is where I first encountered the fundamental hippie frat boy divide.
The pirates came later.
Blizzbub says, the cranberry cordial's description ends a sentence with a preposition. Fix, please. That is something up with which we will not put.
That is something that is not an actual rule. It just allows douchebags to pretend they know grammar.
Glebe says, regarding Thursday's discussion of hiding effects, I'm all for despoiling numerical values, and if you did that, you could put a total active meat slash item modifiers in char sheet. I don't know that I would do that, because I do like being able to hide stuff. I just don't know that something as fundamental as effects get any value from being hidden. Iluro Dragon says, why does Old Scratch's hat on the hat rack show damage, but Zombo's skull cap does not? Well, because we have to manually write in a damage notification, and sometimes we forget. I will make a note of that so that that can be... Actually, it would be easier to just edit the item. Skull. Wow, there's a lot of items in this game that have skull. Batters your opponent mercilessly while making creepy ooh-ooh noises. Let's see. How would you do that? Batters your opponent mercilessly for damage?
Sure.
Okay. Fixed. Where did I have those questions open? Paul BD says, what's your favorite YouTube video at the moment? Boy, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of YouTube videos. What's your favorite YouTube video, Mr. Shellhead?
I'll occasionally check in with the AV Club's videocracy thing just to see what the internets are buzzing about. I listened to the first minute of that Christian Bale rant, and it was just... It was too much. It was too embarrassing for me to listen to. I was just mortified on behalf of the dude that he was screaming at.
I listened to about 15 seconds of it and just got bored. He was not nearly as angry as I was hoping he would be.
It sounded like he was pretty angry.
I don't
know. Just like, what the fuck, you fucking asshole? Are you fucking in my fucking shit, you asshole? Fuck.
He was talking really slow, though.
Yeah, that's true. But loud.
Yeah, I don't know. I had my volume turned down.
That may have explained why you thought it was boring. Because it is just an audio feed. Oh, you didn't have it turned all the way down, though, right?
Right.
This is just a still image.
Glebe's asking as Oscar's wearing a crown. I don't know. When I picture Oscar the Grouch, he's wearing a crown.
Huh. He's not, you know.
I know he's not always. Gin and Tonic says, please give all the ultra-rare monsters 2 or 3 pickpocket-only items. It's a great idea. Huh. Gin and Tonic says, everybody's pretty much lost interest in El Vibrato Island. A great way to restore this would be to make a campground dwelling that you get through the portal that would have an on-rest effect, such that it would be ascension relevant. But it couldn't be. You'd have to, if it was a campground dwelling, you'd have to get it during an ascension. I mean, I suppose you could pull it. But, I don't know. I mean, I think it's okay that El Vibrato kind of exists as like a side puzzle thing, and, you know, there are people who have found it, and, you know, people who are wanting to collect all the tattoos will have to go and get the outfit bits to you know, get the tattoo, and, I mean, it's still there. It's still an interesting, you know, the week or two of development that it took to make that, I think, was worthwhile because it still exists and still cool. People aren't interested in it as much, maybe because it's not really integrated with anything else, but there's room for that. Okay. A deadhead says, please put some locations like the temporal rift in high-level locations. For example, one on the pirate ship that can only be accessed at levels 2 to 4, so once the fledges are acquired, you have to de-level to get there.
Perfect.
The unstable quark is Wynn. Thank you so much for the Schrodinger's cat reference. Yeah, the unstable quark was also the site of C.D. Moyer's first infinite meat bug.
Oh, wow.
Yay! It got past all of us. It was a goofy thing. And, you know, reported, dealt with, but quick. Found out about it via text message. Good thing it wasn't like today when I left my phone at home.
Yeah, here or there was it 2 hours before the show saying, hey, dude, do you mind if I duck out on the show tonight because my parents are in town and you know, I'd like to hang out with them?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. But, you know, if we had that, then we wouldn't have had this time together.
Oh, man, if you could have said something even like a minute before, I would have totally just grabbed somebody here and done, I'm sorry, man.
No, it's fine.
Now I feel super bad about it.
You feel like that guy, that kid who looks like Seth Rogen, only younger?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can duck out of the show now.
No, I'm going to stick it out 5 more minutes.
Okay.
5 more minutes. $2. Did you see that?
Now I feel especially bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, you shouldn't feel bad at all. I just like to make fun of you.
Well, okay.
I'm enjoying the show, really.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad.
It was serendipitous.
Tell your parents that I'm sorry for everything.
During the break, I actually went upstairs and found that my dad had downloaded a video on BitTorrent and was trying to get the proper codecs to make it work. And that shit like that is just fascinating to me.
Huh.
Like parents on BitTorrent and like,
what kind of video?
A movie. He BitTorrented Marley and Me because he wanted to see it but didn't want to go to the theater.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow, your dad is like Riff.
He is.
Only more of a.
My dad is like two dirty. Riffs. Let's be honest here. Riff is not the tallest guy in the world.
Okay. I don't know that your dad is the tallest guy in the world.
No, he's just twice as tall as someone who isn't the tallest guy in the world.
Okay. A deadhead says, you're fighting skeletal Michael Douglas, who may be a zombie. he also says, the psychedelic bear gets no less great after each day of use and rereading the messages. Thanks again. Nosotros es Win.
We are Win.
Some bloke says, how come Riff never says anything on your on the asymmetric Twitter? It's because he feels like every time he has something worth saying, he should say it on his blog at http://minimumsafedistance.org. But, yeah. I feel like his blog post, he should be writing, like, 100-page manifestos on his blog and Twittering random links to pictures of puppies doing funny things or whatever it is that he posts on his blog now.
The problem with Twitter is that I have too many clever people on my follower list.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I log in to post, like, I just had some cereal, I see something really funny that Laura posted or something clever that Neil Gaiman posted, and
mm-hmm.
then I just don't post anything.
I don't follow anybody else. We've gotten, since I put that like rotating link on the front page that includes our Twitter feed, we've gotten like 200 new followers.
Yo.
Yeah. And so now there's all this pressure, and so now I never want to post anything, because I'm like, damn.
Pretty much once a week, I just put in, I'm doing a radio show right now.
751 followers.
Maybe I should just keep writing things about the brochula.
Yeah. Just keep making that joke in different wordings. B-Linux says, you should use whence more often. It's from where or from when, so it averts the sentence-ending preposition need. Does it really, though? I mean, I guess, whence came you, where did you come from?
Yeah.
But whence came you sounds kind of faggy.
Whither goeth, my lovely? Tell me whither thou goeth.
Mm-hmm. Occasional JD says, does the rushing bum have a cool Frenchman goatee, or is he a shitty drawing? He's probably just a shitty drawing.
Only giants have goatees.
Yeah.
And evil things.
Yeah.
And evil giants. Right. Do the giants have goatees because they're giants or because they're evil?
Because they're giants.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how you can tell, since there's no way to give a stick figure a sense of scale.
Okay, wait a minute. RDFM says, hey guys, is my sea slug full of distilled Japanese liquor? Let me show to it. Missing an is, or were you going for a haiku?
He was going for a lolcats.
Yeah. There was no, it wasn't my sea slug is full of distilled Japanese liquor. It was, let me show you my sea slug full of distilled Japanese liquor. I forgot about the salty slug, by the way, when I did all that, so that's kind of an outlier.
Oh.
I still remember drinking a salty slug in San Francisco.
Yeah.
KOL con carne. Did you have one of those?
I don't believe that I did. I think I chickened out.
Hmm. I couldn't, because I think Vita Londres did hers right before me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would be damned if I was going to
be outmanned by her.
Be outmanned by a girl.
I don't know. She could outman a lot of dudes.
That's true. She's pretty awesome.
She's tough business. Just like the internet.
I thought the internet was serious business.
Oh, right. I forgot that now Geff has written this thing in the that every Monday breaks the game. Anyway, are we ready to be on the thing that's not a radio anymore?
Yep, I believe so. Here right. is I Speculum, ladies and gentlemen, and good night and good tidings.